lapel.
Oh.
Elle, we have a special guest today. I'm so excited.
Me too. Very excited. He took us up on the open invite from our last episode, but always a big supporter. We really appreciate it. One of our faves, Marcus Ericks.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. Definitely excited to be here. I love doing podcasts and definitely a fan of your guys. I always watch all your guys' stuff. So.
Oh, thank you.
Stop.
I'll stop. Go on. No. But go on.
No, we wanted to have you on for a while. You've been one of our favorites since we started going to indie shows. It's about the same time as we've been doing this. You know, we just want to get people, you know, your name out there. We're big supporters. First off, how's your year been? It's a rough year.
Actually, it hasn't been too rough. I can't complain. I spent the first 3 months of my year at the Nightmare Factory training under Cody and QT and Glacier. So that was a lot of fun.
That's casual.
I'm just dropping names real quick.
Yeah, no big. Just
whatever.
No big deal. Yeah.
Making money moves, you know, nothing crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Not an EVP, not a big company.
And then, but then, you know, trying to make my name on the East Coast right now. I made my way to Georgia, and I'm gonna be out here for a while. So just I did my thing on the West Coast, gonna continue doing my thing out there, and East Coast is gonna see what Marcus Ericks is all about.
Oh yeah,
we know. We've been knowing. But exactly. Did you move because you felt like you've done what you can in California, or you just wanted to kind of get more experience, or, you know,
so I mostly moved, because like I said, I really want to get my name out on the East Coast as much as have it out on the West Coast. I did do a lot in California. There's still more to do in California or on the West Coast side, of course. But the East Coast, I feel like it's a whole different monster out here. The things are different. The East Coast, you know, I feel like a lot of indie shows, you see a lot of the same people, and you know, a lot of us kind of like know each other, and I love everybody out there, but I definitely wanted to get my hands on some other new faces, new people, and get my name out here, of course.
So. You got to expand your horizons and bet on yourself, you know?
And most definitely. I feel like that you can't, you know, continue on or grow as a performer or, you know, as a wrestler, unless you go leave your hometown and home, like all your home companies. And I feel like a lot of people don't do that. So,
yeah, they rest on their laurels, you know, and they're like, yeah, this is fine. I'm content. But yeah, no, there's like way more out there for you. Yeah.
Most definitely. There's hundreds of other wrestlers out there to get in the ring with and learn from and experience new things and new companies and get your face out there. And I mean, I've seen people out there out here that I know on the West Coast even. So mm-hmm. it's pretty funny.
What prompted that move? Like, what was the opportunity that was just like, boom, here it is, I'm gonna take it? Like, what was it exactly?
Well, being a part of the Nightmare Factory was the biggest decision for me, is that kept me out here. Or, you know, that brought me out here, really, because, you know, you get the opportunity to train under some of the best people in the world. And, you know, who's going to pass that up? No one. I don't think anyone would, you know. And you in this business, you're never done learning. Never. You know, right. And anyone that thinks that, I think maybe needs to reevaluate their learning. Because, you know, once you're done, you say you're done learning, I think you're just done with wrestling, you know. Yeah. And like I said, it's a whole different monster out here. They train differently out here. They do different things out here. So it's definitely great to expand my knowledge. So, yeah.
Cool.
And honestly, I feel like there's a huge difference in before pre-pandemic and now for me.
Oh. So, yeah. You know, in what way? Like, how do you mean?
It's an evolution. Well, just the way I feel in the ring, and my perception on how things need to be done, and just I feel like the energy I have is a lot more. I feel like I can connect with the audience a lot better. I'm not it's as true. Nervous as yeah. I used
we were talking
to be.
About this. There's like more. We loved polish. You and we thought you were great, but there's like intention behind your movement now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so intentional now, and it's just impactful and exciting. It's really exciting. So yeah, I get what you mean. There's like definitely a shift.
I want to say polish. Oh, yeah, but that's not really the word, but like it's your get. We have levels up. And it's really
yeah, for it. Sure.
Like even us, for we're sure. like, dang, look at him. Okay.
Oh. and I'm obviously pre-pandemic. You guys saw my hairstyle has changed too. I definitely changed my style and gear. So like I said, I've definitely wanted to evolve as a person, as a wrestler, and I think I'm taking that step forward.
That's awesome. We definitely. Love to see it.
We love growth.
We love growth. I mean, we love evolution. Evolution is a mystery, after all.
Exactly. Cool. Oh, my God.
You did that.
Sorry. I did that.
Truly one of the best, though. Truly one of the best themes.
So speaking of, like, gear and stuff, what inspired your gear? Like, what has been the influence for you for the direction you went? Because it's kind of very, like, full-on steampunk, but... It had like, you know, you had the gear things on your gear.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I used to have those a
you
lot.
Know what I mean.
So I did have the gears on my gear. It's funny because I changed my whole look because I felt like the old way was not, you know, kind of it wasn't punk enough for me. I feel like I was going in some like hybrid like wrestler but trying to be punk at the same time. I actually took some advice from a friend. I'm not gonna drop his name, but he told me, you know, that he really wanted to see me take a step towards more of like that punk look. If not, then I needed to take it away. And I feel like it was probably the best advice I could take was to go straight full punk. I wanted to go. So it's funny, like when in the Nightmare Factory showcase, someone commented, I look like I came from a Sum 41 music video. And I feel like that is like the best.
That means like you're that in the right the direction. You're going in the right direction.
Exactly. So I was like, all right, cool. This is different. I feel like the old stuff needed to change anyway. Like I think I'd been doing the same gear for maybe 3 years straight. Mm-hmm. And, it was time for a change. And I love the fresh new look. So,
yeah, it looks great. Definitely love it.
Now I can't.
It's unfortunate because it's funny because I actually was on my way to from Georgia to California for that show and forgot my newest pair of tights out here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I had brand new gear made just in all of the Best of West colors and everything like that. And
dang.
I forgot it.
No,
so
that does happen.
So I had to go. Yeah, I actually had to go to my buddy's house and modify one of my old pairs of tights. So that's what you guys ended up seeing.
Little inside information.
Oh yeah,
behind the scenes.
We love an Easter egg.
Most definitely.
Even
man, unless you don't ever get to hear those things. I'm glad. I'm glad.
I love it though. But you have to make do. That's the thing in wrestling. You just okay. I got pants. I need to get pants somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
The show must go on.
That's the point. That's what they say, I guess, right? Now I'm gonna ask you guys a question. What did you guys think of the return of Best?
Oh my God.
West.
It was exciting.
Yeah, I'm sure not many people ask you guys.
Yeah, no. Whoa.
I was stoked. I was really, once we kind of pulled up, because we were not late, but we weren't like early. And just seeing the line of people made me so happy that everyone was like, we're all in the same boat. We're all so excited to be back and just scream our heads off. Kill him!
I told her, and I've been telling everybody, I'm like, I feel like my little like power button was like real low. She was blinking red, like I'm struggling, you know, it's a rough year. And then I got to wrestling and I was like, oh, okay, powered up. Let's do this. I remember how to scream. I know what chance I got. I'm back. I'm back. Full power.
Like, on a personal level, it felt especially good because Nuck Nuck came and said hi to us. And I was like,
oh. It was a big reunion. We love that.
Yeah, it's so nice to see like all the fans coming back, and that's one of the best things is I knew I had to be there. Like I wasn't originally gonna was supposed to be on the show, to be honest with you. And when I heard the show was coming back, I had to hit them up and tell them, hey, I'm gonna be there regardless if I'm on the show or not. I'm gonna be there.
Right.
And I'm glad that I was able to get on. To be honest with
you. Yeah, super glad. That was so fun. It was such a good match too.
So good.
The energy that you guys bring to the show is everything. You know, from the second the music hits and the crowd just it's a whole different feeling. You have to eat that up, man. Like when I come out, I like to sit, like just take a second and just breathe it in, and it's a whole different energy. I feel like right when I came out and like everyone, the way the pop of the crowd and everything like that, it definitely revived that energy in me. Like I when I was running around the ring and giving everybody high fives, like that was me excited. I was excited and I could just feel it.
And it's like an injection of sheer joy into your body.
Yes.
The serotonin that everyone had.
Yes.
It was a beautiful, amazing feeling. And I was like, I'm so surprised I didn't tear up because it was just such a great feeling.
Same. Yeah, it was awesome. It was so cool. And then like, it's kind of funny because you become a fan of the fans. Like as a fan, I've become fan of fans, like Wise Guy's wife and his, like, she's like one of my favorite people to like, just watch yelling out there. And little just kids. The kids crack me up. I just love it. It's just the best being out there. It's so fun.
And that's what we invite. We love the interaction with the fans. I feel like it's hard to find an audience like that. The Best of the West really has a great audience. So yeah. I think I speak for everybody. We appreciate all of you guys.
Cool. Yeah.
I've never been so happy to be in a disgustingly hot building.
Honestly.
I was so happy. Like, I'm nasty, but God, I'm so happy.
Like, I got a sweat mustache kind of accumulating here, but I'm happy.
I'm so happy.
It's a good time. It was such a good time.
So let's take it back because people may not know, you know, where you came from or who you are. Like some people listen.
Okay.
Okay. You started training like what, like 2013?
Yeah, actually, December of 2012 was my first time stepping into a training facility under Mike Green. And I trained with him and another trainer who I don't even want to give credit to. So, but yeah, I trained with Mike for a while, and he's pretty much been the guy that's given me all the knowledge that I need to know. Of course, I've had help along the way from other wrestlers as well, you know, being like Rick Luxury. Who else? The Commandos, you guys remember the Suburban Commandos, or also known as the Stoner Brothers.
Yeah.
Those guys are great. I've learned a lot from them. I'll tell you, guys like the Funny Bone and Sim Bodhi, and a lot of these guys have so much knowledge and have helped me along the way in every way. Like there was a time where I contemplated cutting my hair and not doing the spikes anymore. And I was told that if I do that, I'm just another guy in tights. And he's like, Funny Bone told me, he's like, you won't stand out anymore. And I took that and ran with it. So I had to keep going.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, I trained out at, you know, all over California, and now then I came out here, you know, back to train at the Nightmare Factory. I
Nice.
wanted to learn more, you know. It's investing in yourself. I think we said that earlier. So,
What made you get into wrestling? Like, what is the what's the spark?
I remember. Okay, so this one's a long one. So I was watching,
It's
I think SmackDown. SmackDown was, I was watching SmackDown because I didn't have cable as a kid, so we always watched SmackDown on local channels and stuff like that. So Rey Mysterio, Billy Kidman, you know, you had Tajiri and you know that era of the
Oh, that's
cruiserweights,
a good
and
SmackDown. It's a good one. Yeah.
And so I was watching the those as when I was younger, and I remember watching, I think it was Billy Kidman doing the shooting star press, and I was like, man, this is super cool. I remember I was like, man, I really want to do this. And what really got me into it was I was watching Eddie when he was champion. My stepdad was so mad that he won the belt. And just the way Eddie's performed in the ring, just to see how he would piss off my stepdad, I was like, I want to be that guy. That was the guy that gave me that spark. Like,
Just you want to feel.
ever since then, I was like, I
Mean,
want to be able to
it
piss someone
triggered
off
emotion,
in a
like it
second.
made someone feel something.
Exactly. And that's kind of like what I want to bring to the ring myself. Like, I want to be able to channel that and be able to do that. So I think
Cool.
that's really what brought me into it and what made me want to do it.
I love that. Yeah,
Not too
awesome.
intricate, but it is a
If
story.
that's a good one. It's a good story, you know.
Yeah.
Make your stepdad angry. Hey. That's good.
There's a Mountain Goats song called Legend of Chavo Guerrero. And in the song, he talks it in the lyrics. It's he loved Chavo so much, but his stepdad always talked trash about him. And there's a part where he's like, "Well, Chavo's going to be remembered for a long time, and you're going to be forgotten." And I was like, "Fuck,
Whoa,
that's
whoa.
okay, but yeah, he's not wrong."
Yeah,
But
yeah.
that's just what reminded me of it. Of course, the Guerrero is pissing off a stepdad somewhere.
For sure. Most definitely.
Funny. Would you consider yourself like a shy kid? And like, is this something that would like pushed you out of your boundaries, or is this something you kind of always knew, like you were a performer and liked to entertain?
It's funny. I've always loved entertainment. I've done when I was younger, I did a musical for Grease. I don't know if you guys know the movie, but
Never heard of it.
I tried
What
out
is?
for a movie. Okay, perfect. No,
I
but like, hey, you never know. Some people have never seen
know
it,
some
but
people are not
oh
into that.
God,
It's
yeah.
true. Some Gen Z's.
But I actually tried out as the main part, and I worked so hard to get to that main part, and I actually ended up getting it, and it was probably one of the funnest things I ever did.
Cool.
So like, I knew entertainment was going to be the thing I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, I kind of couldn't say I am a shy person at times, but I think I've definitely gotten out of my shell and pushed myself to not be so shy as much.
Good. It's good. Growth.
Well,
Yeah,
yeah, you
exactly. Growth always.
get Ooh, that's a theme.
Yep.
Well, the same could be
So.
said for Al because, I mean, we try not to bother people and we get nervous about asking people. Her specifically, I just do like, Al, whatever you want to do, I'm down to do. And she's like, oh, what if we're bothering them? And, oh, I don't want to hurt. I don't want to like bother them. They're so busy. And it's been a growth moment for us because she's like, I'm
Oh, yeah.
asking. And at the show, she was asking everybody, like, hey, you want to be on our show? Hey, you want to be on our show?
You make eye contact with me,
Hey.
you're on the show.
The theme is growth.
You said hi, and I was like, hey.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you guys came up to me at the show, which was great because I had left right after intermission, so it was unfortunate.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, I'm glad you guys caught up with me because I was like, I wanted to tell you guys, I'm gonna do this show.
Oh, yay! Thank you.
So, do you still have your YouTube channel?
I do. I started doing some stuff, but I was in the process of moving, so. I haven't been able, I actually just settled in maybe like a week and a half ago.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm going to be bringing it back. I just haven't been able to have a chance. I've been working a lot, so, yeah, and wrestling out here too, so.
Yeah.
Is it a culture shock? Is it a complete culture shock going from California, you know, Merced, not that super big, you know, and then going all the way to like Georgia and like leaving everybody? Is that like super like, whoa.
Yeah, I can't say it's not. The dynamic out here is a little different. I mean, I lived in Atlanta for a little bit, and the people here aren't as nice. Let's just say that.
Wow. We're California. Nobody thinks we're nice. Wow.
No, that's true. But it's definitely a huge difference, especially I'm not around family. There's very few people that I know out here that I've talked to. I do find myself quite, I can't say lonely, but I spend a lot of time by myself.
A lot of solitude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's totally different. I never thought I'd be thousands of, or across the country from my family and my friends, but you know, sometimes
it's a very brave and bold thing to do because you know you're not going to really know anyone. There's not a built-in system, you know, for you to be a part of.
And I think that's
friends.
Yeah, and I think that's usually what like a lot of people tell me is it'd be so hard to leave family.
Yeah.
And it was the last when I came to Best of the West, you know, and I think that a family is a big thing, and you got to cherish that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, well, I was proud.
I appreciate it. At least you guys are noticing.
I saw you. I was like, he moved. Good for him. Good job.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, that's also the thing about like indies is like we feel like we get to watch people grow, and I think that's super cool. And I'm like, yeah, go for him. You know, like show them what California is. A million knows them. Oh, yeah. I have this like thought that people think California wrestling isn't good, so I want all of California to thrive. I told Royce Isaacs the same. I think people like don't think like we're good. You know, they're like whatever. You know, well, East Coast. You know,
yeah. There's like a snobbery on the East Coast, so they're like, "Well, we're like the best. We churn out the best." And it's like,
well, I'll tell you this. I agree with you guys 100%. I came out here and I was told that I hit too hard.
Oh.
So.
What?
That'll, if that tells you anything.
Wow.
Dang, wow. Elle, you would kill out there. I've seen her chop someone.
There you go.
And my slap's pretty deadly.
She's too rough. Get her back to the West Coast.
I was at a different place, but anyways.
I mean, I'm not going to say, I definitely think that California has some of the best performers out there.
I mean, the Young Bucks are from California, and look what they've done. You know, they've brought that California flavor. We know how to party. What can I say?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that there's not any there. I can't say wrestling isn't good out here because there is good wrestling out here.
Oh,
there's
great
wrestling out here. I just know I've worked with guys that are underrated, and I'd love to see. And I'm seeing a lot of these guys that are quote unquote underrated out there are making those moves. Those are the ones making the moves now.
They're betting on themselves. Mm-hmm. You're in an area where like the territories, like that's like early stuff, so there's like history like in that area.
Yeah, at least, a lot of the guys, Oh, most definitely. And you'll see those guys, a lot of those guys that were part of those, that stuff were, are out here right now, you know, and
so cool.
I think I've met quite a few people out here while I've been out here. And it's like, again, it's one of those things where you got to take a chance to talk to these guys and learn from them.
Yeah.
Wrestling has evolved from what it was back then, but you can still learn from those people. Learn, you know, I feel like I'm not a big fan of jaw jacking, talking smack to the fans and stuff like that, because that's just not me. It's just not who I am. No pun intended. That's not me. I think that's very old school, very old school. And I let my actions speak for myself, for, you know, speak for themselves.
With that being said, do you think turning heel, like, is that going to be something that would be hard for you if you had to turn heel?
Definitely not.
Definitely. You don't have to insult fans to be the bad guy.
Oh no, not at all. Not at all. No. I agree 100%. I feel like insulting him is a little cheap way. You know,
it's cheap heat. There's so cheap heat. Yeah.
But I going heel is never, you know, out of the question, or it wouldn't be hard for me at all. Let's just say that it wouldn't be the first time.
See Marcus Eriks as a heel.
So you have been bad. Is this what you're saying?
Oh yeah. If you watch a lot of my early stuff, back with this company, I'm not going to say their name because I don't even want to give them credit.
Right.
when I first started, three and a half years, I was heel for a long time. So,
okay. And,
it can be fun, but I definitely enjoy the fans' energy. And I have no reason to be a heel right now. I have no reason.
Yeah, because we're all rooting for you.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I've been to one Best of the West show where I've gone out in a match and I hear my name chanted. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I've never hear that. You know, my name is just, there's always what?
I was going to say, there's usually always one guy, but nope, not even one.
No, not even one. No.
That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
I mean, I'll hear it out here. Quite often.
They don't know you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you, like, I did a show out here a couple of months ago, and the report came out, and the guy trashed me, just trashed me. And I think it's just because, like, I'm a different style than the guys out here. And, you know, when you see somebody that's new and different, like, most of the time you want to just, you know, throw them under the bus and be like, get out of here, guy. You're from California. Get out of here.
There's also a thing, though, where they're like, oh, sorry. But there's, you know, there's like a snobbery in a weird way. Like, you know, it's like, I know wrestling and I know.
Oh, yeah.
Wrestling. It's like,
Exactly. But go ahead.
Sorry.
He said that I wouldn't be able to hang with these guys is what he told me. Or not told me, but said in the report.
Right.
And now, in the most recent report, he said that he was saying that my work has been more solid than he's ever seen it. So, he's eating his old world. So I'm all about that.
Love
set
that.
It straight.
Love to
set
see
it straight.
It.
Yeah, hell yeah. Annoying.
I was about to say, we're going to go Georgia. We'll have to fight some people for you.
I'm sorry.
I'm all about proving people wrong. That's the way to do it, you know. You just got to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Don't tell people, show people, and that's what you're doing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you've talked to a lot of people, you know, you're meeting a lot of veterans and things. Has anyone give you, like, or what's the best advice somebody's given you? Yeah, or a couple pieces.
I think that that's hard to say.
You could have multiple.
That is so hard to say.
Don't cut your hair from Funny Bone. You know, that was
that was one of the best advice. That was legit one of the best advice that I've ever taken, because when I come out here, like, I don't think I go anytime my hair's up, like, people stare. I've had people, I'll be in a car and people will be taking pictures.
Like, so weird.
Sometimes I forget that my hair's up. Yeah. So I'm like, why are these people staring? Or, you know, and I'm like, oh yeah. Forgot. You don't see this often.
How long does it take to get that hair? Like, are you in there for a minute?
Well, now that it's just the top, like, I used to have someone help me out and doing it, and it took a while, but now I do it on my own. So it takes about 40 minutes, you know, and that's trying to get it all perfected.
Right.
So, and right now it's super long. I need to cut it. So, or else I would have had it up today. So the longer it gets, the harder it is.
Yeah. Your arms can only reach so far.
Right. Right.
I just cut my hair. I get it. I know. It was.
But I think the best advice I've ever taken, I think it was one of the biggest things, was like, because I, before doing the Nightmare Factory, I'd be so nervous to, like, even look out at the crowd. I was always worried about the match. Mm. And now I just, it's taking that step back and being like, all right, realize who's in the audience, what your crowd is like, and learn to interact with them. And it's not the same as, you know, learn how to talk smack to them or anything like that. It's more of like, just feed off them and give them the what they need or what they're wanting. You know, when the crowd's trying to get back to them, that's your time to, they're trying to bring you back, try and get back on your feet for that. Right. You know, that's, you know, reading the crowd is the biggest advice I've ever gotten. And that's why, like you guys said, even you guys said, like, you know, you guys could feel a different energy from me. And that's just, I felt from you guys. And I was, you know, trying to feed off of that.
Yeah. It's so important. I think there's like a part, I think I kind of relate to that, where you're like afraid to look out. You're just trying to do your thing, but it's so important to really gauge what's out there. And that way, you know what you're playing to, you know? And yeah, that's definitely could be used for anything in life. Really going into a new situation, you have no friends and you're trying to meet people. I've done it where I'll go in and just kind of keep my head down, have my drink and not socialize. But if you can kind of look, scan the room, you know what you're working with, you know what I mean? So that could be applied to, life in general. Lessons.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't even think about that.
Wow. Regular Oprah over here. You're getting real deep today and I really enjoy it.
Right.
I've been going to therapy, okay?
Well, some of us have.
I need to really start going to therapy myself then.
We all do. Yeah, we should work on ourselves.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, though, because, I mean, yeah, when you were talking about it, that's kind of what I took from it. And it's inspiring because I think all get all caught up in our own heads at times, and a lot of times, you know, and I could see the changes for, even for ourselves and for Al, her ability to just be like, I'm just going to ask. And like, that could be applied for a lot of things. Just read the room, keep an eye on what you're surrounded by.
I just don't like bothering you guys. I'm like, you guys are really cool. It's like a lot of people. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do it.
Right, but it's kind of like, but you got to look at it as like a game, you know, like for every no, you're closer to a yes. Mm-hmm. Someone gave me that advice before, is that, you know, if you, especially in that kind of, you know, in the podcast or anything like that, asking somebody, or even in like dating, even like, or, you know, hanging out with somebody, you know, every time you get a no, you're closer to a yes.
Right.
Just gotta think, expect, you know, the worst they can say is no.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you know, what I told her.
It's what everyone's told me. It's what I'm working on, you guys.
Here we are. Yeah, here we are. And you know what, Marcus, like, you truly, when we were kind of planning out our year and like, okay, what do we want to do this year? Al made a list of like the people we want to interview, and you were like on the top two. So we appreciate you coming onto the show with us. We are so grateful. Thank you so much for spending time with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we watched you. We're like, this dude's great. Merced, hell yeah. We're like, we love to see local people, you know.
Right.
We just like supporting, and we're super proud of you and excited and glad that you wanted to take the time, and you've always like supported us, and we appreciate that. So
of course, and I always retweet your stuff, you guys' stuff, especially if you tag me. I got you. But
Al,
are you guys looking
have any more oh sorry
did you I'm gonna ask a question questions? I was gonna say
I'm on this show now.
Are you guys gonna be coming to the next show?
Of course. Yes.
Have you guys been to the Merced shows?
We're always working.
Yeah, we usually, it's hard to do that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. Trying to quit our day jobs.
You know, help us out, guys.
If you guys don't
want to. Subscribe and share.
Yeah, so we get those subscribes, get those likes. So we can go to Merced.
Because if you don't want to be in a hot room, that is the show to go to for sure.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, because it's in a huge the Veterans Hall. It's a really good venue. I love that place. And I mean, not saying that because I'm from Merced.
Right. Right. Not being a homer or anything.
No, not at all.
Not biased. Just not stating facts. Straight facts here.
Yep.
That's it. That's what we do here.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to the next few shows. I will be at those shows, just a heads up.
We'll try it. We'll try to go to Merced.
We'll definitely be in Fresno. We have shows are happening really fast. Okay, it's a lot at once.
Oh yeah,
we're going to SummerSlam. There's a GCW show after my birthday. There's a lot happening.
Wrestling's back, baby.
At least you guys are dedicated. Yes, it is. Especially in California. It never really stopped over here. That's one of the things is it never stopped over here. On the East Coast.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I was wrestling during like the pandemic. It was pandemic out here. It was almost non-existent. I came to Atlanta and it was like there was no such thing as the pandemic.
I could see.
Glad you're safe. I'm glad you've made it out.
Yeah, we're glad you're safe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm great. And
so there was no like. Did you know you've never done one of those like crowdless shows? Or
I did.
Was that weird?
I did. Those were really weird. You know, because you can't feed off anything. It's complete silence, and you're just like, all right, well, how do I get hyped for this?
Yeah.
You know, you really just gotta kind of. I don't know. I almost felt like you're just going through the motions, and it's not. Mm. It wasn't the same. It was not the same. The crowd is everything. I feel like without the crowd, it's not. I don't know. How do you get excited? It's like listening to music without them playing the music, and it's just. I don't know.
Something's off.
Yeah.
It's like an early pandemic, like WWE. It was just nobody there. It was really weird, a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, and you could tell on even when they do their entrances, it's like, what are you selling to? What are you? You're looking into a camera, and that's all you've got.
Yeah,
all you've got.
You got to channel your inner child who is like, "Yeah, I'm the baddest," because we've all done that as kids. As an adult, you're like, "I feel really weird doing this now."
I'm not the wrong. Your people's outgoing.
I'm just
your
Marcus
cousins.
Looking into the mirror. We've all done it.
We've all done it.
Doing moves in the pool and stuff like that.
I've never rock bottomed my best friend on my bed. I don't know what you're talking about, guys.
Never did it.
Never. Never watched Tough Enough and tried to bump on a mattress. Never. Never did it.
Don't try this at home, kids.
Never not paid attention to that.
I think that it's good that they have that, but no one listens.
Yeah. No.
What was that?
No. I was gonna say, so before we wrap up, you know, we time and everything. But besides wrestling, is there anything else you like are into or, you know,
makes well, obviously, you guys know I have my YouTube channel and, you know, so I'm a big gamer. I've been just doing like a lot of the like Let's Plays and stuff like that. And, you know, I mean, obviously, I've got, let's see if I got this guy.
I see Pika. Yeah. So, just staring at him.
Yeah. I'm a big collector. I'm a collector of like, you know, anime, not anime, but like, you know, obviously anime and video game stuff. Like, so I do have a passion for that. I'm a big fan of karaoke. If anyone is down to do karaoke.
Wow.
Say less. Say less.
So next, so August, I think we should all karaoke. This sounds
like I'll take my, I have a portable machine for this. I'm bringing it.
There we go. There you go.
Best of the West Gots karaoke. Too.
Oh my God. Yes. Wow. Best of the West karaoke.
It definitely wouldn't be out
Evolution
of the question.
Is
I'm
a
always
mystery.
Down.
Are we only doing wrestling songs?
Yes.
We got it.
We'll wait for August.
Well, yeah. We got this. Wow.
Wow. What else? Well, that's what are you playing right now? If gaming is like one of your favorite things, is there anything that you're playing and maybe fans can play with you?
Ooh.
You know, I mean, I love multiplayer games, but it's like really hard for me to get time to do it. Like, everyone. Really okay, busy. So let me sit here and tell. I'm gonna wait for a second because I'm probably gonna get a lot of flack for this. I play Fortnite a lot.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna lie. I play.
you're secure enough in your person to, you know, do you?
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of like Call of Duty or anything like that. I love Pokemon, obviously. let's see. I mean, I play League of Legends. I don't know if you guys know what that is at all.
Yeah.
It's only like one of the most popular video games out there.
According to my coworkers, that makes you kind of like not a good person when you play League of Legends, apparently.
What?
Well, yeah. So what she's talking about is the community is very toxic.
Mm-hmm. They're toxic.
So it's used most of the time. You just got to mute them because I've been playing since it first came out and yeah. I just ignore people because I'm just trying to have a fun time. That's all I do.
I work with a bunch of Gen Z nerds. They told me it's toxic if you play that. So
interesting.
I don't think you're toxic. I don't.
Marcus is not toxic. I promise you.
That's a different wrestler.
Oh my God. I just got what you meant.
Yeah, there you go, you got it.
Yeah, way different.
But yeah, I mean, my nephew loves Fortnite, and watching him play, I'm sure he's invited me to play with him. I'm just like, it's just so much time I don't have. Thank you, though.
It's real.
It looks fun, and the skins are cool.
Oh yeah, especially with all the Marvel skins coming out, because I'm a Marvel fan myself.
Oh, okay.
I say a secret here. Marvel, I'm a Marvel fan. not a DC fan. So I'm not a big fan of DC.
Okay, a little off topic. But can I ask you how you felt about Winter Soldier and Falcon, like the finale of that, the ending of it? Did you just mark out? Because I marked out. He has feelings. You might make some
disappointment.
Not it might turn. Yeah, we might not be able to.
No. So no. I'm not. It's not the disappointment.
We're gonna
have
to cut
this. The point. The disappointment of the fact.
Cut it.
No. The disappointment that I have yet to see it. That's the problem. That's the problem. Is I've yet to see it.
Do you need a Disney Plus password?
No. No, I got Disney Plus pretty much for free because I have Verizon, so I get it for free.
Oh, okay.
I was sleeping on it too, though. I didn't watch it as soon as it came out, and then I was just really bored for a week and started binging it. And oh my God, yeah, very good.
Definitely
ending.
Need to pick up.
Very happy.
Pick up on that I need to pick up WandaVision and I need to see start watching Loki. So
but, yeah, I haven't watched Loki yet, so I heard it's good.
Yeah, I'm hearing phenomenal things. So, but yeah, that that too. That's another thing. I'm a big Marvel fan, big horror movie fan. There's so much things I'm into. I think the list of things I don't like is small.
Makes. Yeah, that's fun though.
Yeah,
because then like most people like are probably gonna like some of the stuff you like, so you won't have a loss for conversation.
Yeah, no, for real, that's real. I mean, I can talk to anybody about anything. I'm a very, like, I don't know, I like talking to people. That's kind of what, yeah, most definitely. But yeah, if you guys want to jump in on my, I'm going to throw in, start plugging some stuff here.
My YouTube channel
is called Marcus Eric's Gaming Adventures. Also, the Mega Channel is what it's abbreviated to. And then, you know, obviously you guys can pick up my t-shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/Marcus Eric's. I just released this logo. This logo.
Yeah.
It's hard to read because that's the point. That's the whole point.
Scandinavian metal.
There you go. Death metal. There you go. Yeah, you could pick that up. I definitely would love to see more people wearing my merch. That'd be great.
Ooh. So. We need to cop some merch. We do.
Definitely got to, because I don't think you ladies have bought any of my shirts yet.
I get weird about the table. There's a lot of people in that room, so I'm like, I'm hot. I gotta go.
I run outside.
So that's what happens. I need to pop in. I will.
The mailman delivers my merch.
I was just about to say, you can always do that, or send me a personal message.
We can. We should do that so we can be ready for next month.
That's right.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I have 4 designs on online right now. So yeah, you're not limited to one. So
options.
And I've got some new stuff coming out very, very soon.
Ooh,
that's real. Yep. Yep. Get almost 3 more and you can get.
Ooh.
Yeah. I actually have 2 that are not online.
Oh.
So I have 6 in total. So actually,
what are we doing with our lives?
No. I was like, actually, I do have 3 that are not online.
Oh, days of the week, guys.
You could get one for every day of the week. Yep. You could be wearing my merch for sure.
So, okay, I mean, this is a Tyler Bree shirt, but it does say don't touch me. So this is also in a theme.
That's great.
You like that?
That's great.
Yeah. So that was Phil. I always do a theme and I just picked this. Didn't realize it's
now,
I've seen, it's stuck.
You know, now here we go.
Yeah, it's so stuck.
There you go.
We're all fixed. Now everyone got to see Don't Touch Me.
I know.
In fact, but unfortunately, I give everybody the opportunity to when I slap hands.
Slap hands.
So that's not accurate for me, unfortunately.
It's true. A good COVID shirt. This is what this is.
That's a perfect COVID shirt. There you go.
Where can we find you on the internet, like Twitter or Instagram? Or
so my Twitter
Twitch?
Handle, Twitch, I'm not doing, unfortunately. I want to, but I feel like that's everyone's jumping from YouTube to Twitch, and I kind of want to stick to one platform.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, so, but my Instagram is Marcus.Eric's, and then my Twitter is actually Eric's Marcus. It's switched. My switch because I couldn't get the original handle, unfortunately. I don't know who else has my name, which is ridiculous. I've tried Googling it, and I'm the only one.
Okay,
it comes up. But whatever.
Twitter. You know,
I'm gonna have to find that person on Twitter and pay them to give it to me. right. It's all right. Oh, as long as you know my name, just switch it around, and we're good.
I
need more followers
him.
On my Twitter.
Yo.
Please follow my Twitter. Yeah.
We got
most
you.
Most definitely.
Yeah, well, we're excited. You know, everything you're doing, Nightmare Factory, by the way, that show tastes great. That match was so good.
I just
finally watched it today.
Yeah.
What was that?
I finally watched your Nightmare Factory showcase match.
Oh, did you watch it?
Yeah.
Today? Finally. Okay.
Yeah. It's been a while. Okay. It's been busy.
It's okay.
Very good. It's all right. Very good.
It was on my list. I gotta watch it.
Perfect. I'm glad you at least got to see it because that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of hard work to get into.
Yeah.
So, and it was a lot of fun to do that match, especially with my coaches being there and giving me the critique that I needed to hear from it. And
yeah.
That was definitely a journey that I will never forget ever. So, and you know, I hope to make myself on TV soon. Hopefully.
Ooh. Ooh, television.
We'll see. We're gonna.
There's plenty. One can only hope. There's plenty.
No,
of promotions,
it's gonna happen. But... We're manifesting it.
Putting it out there.
You're learning from some people who know some people.
We're
so
very passionate.
Yeah, most definitely.
You're gonna be on television.
We got this. We're putting it out there. Please remember us when.
Oh, if that happens, then I'll come back on here, and then we'll have another interview.
Yes.
Yes.
When there's some sort of announcement, when there's a graphic, maybe perhaps posted on the internet.
Yeah,
then,
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Then we'll have you on. Well, speaking of that, before I just thought of this one, if you could have any song, this is like a classic question to ask, band, song, for your entrance. You have all the money in the world, promotion, whatever, which one, who knows, wants to throw money at you to give you whatever song you want. Who you got? What you doing?
You know, the song that I come out to a song now that's non-copyright, but the song I used before, I've been using for years, it's called You Versus Me by Ashes of Soma. I've actually gotten them to sign copyright rights to me, but I haven't been able to get a hold of them to renew it.
Wow.
But I would love to use their song because it just fits so well. Obviously, mm-hmm. the character and everything like that,
yeah.
it just fits right. So, and right before the pandemic, like I started hearing the fans singing it too. And I was just like, oh, this is so perfect. And that, like, after that, they were like, no, we need non-copyright. And I was like, dang it.
Cool.
So, that would definitely be the one. So check it out. It's Ashes of Soma, You Versus Me. It's cool. It's very fitting, and I love that song. So that's the one I would pick for sure.
Like it. We're putting it out there. There could be live performances. There could be everything. We got this. I can see it.
Mind's eye.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, we've hit everything. Instagram, Twitter, Pro Wrestling Tees. I think we got everything.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. Most definitely.
Yeah. Yep. And you're all around the East Coast now, so people can catch you over there.
Most definitely.
East Coast buddies. Both your yeah. friend.
Right. I need the support out here. For sure.
And we'll
stop booing me.
Oh, no.
Stop, or we will fight all of you.
Right.
Don't boo this man.
Thank you so much, Marcus. We appreciate you. And thank you for taking the time to spend with us and sharing everything. And we are just like giving you all the positive energy that all your dreams come true.
Bring it.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys for having me so much. It's been fun. It's a fun time.
Yeah. Anytime. And we'll see you next month.
Yep. August 14th.
Mm-hmm, for some karaoke probably after.
There we go.
Ooh, what's your karaoke song?
Oh.
Ooh, that's a long list. That's a long list.
Options.
Yes.
The man options. Is experienced.
I got two. And that's it.
Two go-tos?
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, and Home Sweet Home. Done.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Yeah.
I can't. That's my range. All right. Well, we're excited for everything you have going. Yeah, everyone check them out at your at a show near you. And talk to you guys later.
Have a good one.
Thank you.